We're going to go on daf from Sechus Eben Daf Lama. We begin on the base. We begin to taste the master. Begins with the Gemara Truma Nami Efsha the Mitchell. From Truma also, you could go ahead and ask to undo the Truma status. Which basically explains what the Gemara's question is. We learn in the Mishnah that a Nazir can make an Eir with wine, Yisrael with Truma. Some because disagree says no, Yisrael can only make with Chul. The Gemara says, wait a second, why doesn't this disagree by a Nazir for wine? Has to obviously be fit for that person. So the Gemara says, oh, because he could be Shalom as Nazir. So the Gemara says, as I taste the master quotes, well, he could also be Shalom as Truma. Which Chase explains, and we cannot have answered and said, no, the Truma is Tumah already in the hand of the Kayin. If it is already given to the Kayin, where you cannot be Shalim on the Truma, the Gemara sounds like in the drum of the Testament Aleph, why couldn't we have answered that? Since from the fact that Simcha says it has to be with Chulin, Mashmah sounds like Dafka B'chulin, specifically Chulin, but B'chulin, Afil B'yad Yisrael, then in all circumstances, even still now the Yisrael cannot be used, and then the Gemara could not have answered that it was because it was ready by the Kayin. Tenek says the Mazda begins with the Gemara, but Livshalab Mokam Acha, we should separate it from a different place. Please come to explain that how could you separate Truma by Ben Ashmashes, and why doesn't that help by straight up Teva? Again, like we said, that by Sumchas, we said you cannot make the Eber Truma for Yisrael, because it's not fit for the Yisrael. Because even if he's going to undo the Truma status, it's going to go back to being Teva. So the Gemara says, okay, as a Tizim Masal quotes, but why don't you go ahead and be Mafrish on this table from somewhere else, and then it won't be table anymore. It will be permitted produce. So Taisa explains this. Hashta sagadaitach. Now the Gemara assumes the chol davar shu mishum shuas, anything that's rabbinically forbidden, like gozalo ben ashmashes, was not rabbinically decreed to be forbidden by twilight. And va'avagav der rabba disleachon, and even the rabba holds that it's forbidden to prepare for yom the Shabbos. Yeah, it has to be from the week to the Shabbos. I mean, bepirka, say in the parak later on the Mechesim and Beis, that when Yom Tov pulls out to be an Erev Shabbos, you can make the Erev on Shabbos, you can make an Erev on Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's not like a problem about preparing for Yom Tov to Shabbos. Why? Because the Tchilas Hayim Kana Erev, because it's the beginning of the day that acquires the Erev. In other words, it's not the end of Friday that acquires, which is Yom Tov, rather it's the beginning of Shabbos. And that's, we rule like Rabbah, that the Erev gets acquired in the beginning of Shabbos. Still, you're allowed to go ahead and fix the table by Ben Ashmashes. To the Gozalo Ben Ashmashes, because we're not geyser by twilight. Ashtay Laila in the case you do until it's nighttime, it's recognizable and it's known that it's already nighttime. Therefore, that's the most question over here. Why can't you make an Eber Truma? The moment that the Eber is acquired is by Ben Ashmashes, and still it's possible to be shown the Truma, and you're going to be Mafish Truma from somewhere else. Now, so says Vahadit Nam Bememadlik, and this is the most in Shabbat of Lamadal and Al. When it's doubtful, if it's dark, when you definitively take separating tithes, that's actually forbidden. So it says, that's the Rabbana Rabbi, who they say that Ashwas is also Ben Ashmashas. And even so, still we assume that the Mishnah over here is Asik Rabbi, is coming out like Rabbi, who, yeah, even though it's Ashwas, but we were not goyz on the shvus by Ben Ashmashes. Why? Shem deyik mishnayis too. The mukil hashas are coming here because we have many mishnayis that the Gemara explains like Rabbi, and therefore that's the Gemara's question. You could go do it somewhere else because even though it's rabbinically written, you could do that by Ben Ashmashes. But then says the Vimta, maybe you're going to say Emkin. If that's the case, am I going to miss the number of table? Then why did Mishnah say regarding a different halacha that by table you cannot go ahead and make an air with when we halchazel it's couldn't Ben Ashmashes? You could also fix it. This is a drabbanan of separating tithes on the table could also be done by Nashmashas. And says to the Ein Lamed, don't say that he asked it like Rabbi, that part of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi. How do I know that? When the Barakli comes up in the fact, the Gemara asks later on the Lamed Dalma base, Reishi Rabbi Vesever Rabbana, comes out the Reishi is Rabbi, and the Sefer, I mean, the next Mishnah after that is Rabbanan, and Velei Parach doesn't ask Reishi or Sefer Rabbanan tells the Rabbi, doesn't say, oh, the Reishi, which is actually before that Mishnah, that we're saying is our Mishnah, which is, that's like the Rabbanan, and the Seifa, which is the third Mishnah, is Rabbah, and the middle one is Rabbi, doesn't say that. And if it was the case that we're saying that this previous Mishnah was Rabbanah, it should have said, not Reisha Rabbi B'Sefer Rabbanah, it should have said Reisha B'Sefer Rabbanah, and Metziyasa is like Rabbi. Like Moravitz says, the Parakli, come on, the Gemara later on asks, Avaloi B'Tevel Peshitu, and says the Mishnah, but you can't make the air with Tevel. The Gemara asks, well, obviously. Well, why? Mashmad like on the Pali, sounds there's no one who disagrees, but it's not true. What do you mean? If according to Rabbi, you can make an air with Tevel, so it's not so Pashit. So, and that's the taste of me, you can remember. We're going to that last question. I remember what you could say is the Hadabar, Pshit, this that we asked, oh, obviously, Hain Mashim the Mirisha Shamin, that's only because we already learned from the Rashi of the Mishnah, the Kitana Avim Admai, that you may hear with Demai, the Mashma. From that halacha, you already know of a labor tevel, that it cannot be done with tevel. But not because everyone agrees to it. But regarding the But regarding the other question, Tosfos still finds difficult. That's what it means. So why doesn't it say Reish of a Sefer Rabbah and Metzias of Rabbi? Obviously, that the Mishnah that says you cannot make an Eber Tevel is even like Rabbi, and that's a difficulty. Why? Why can't you make an Eber Tevel, but you could be Mafresh Ben Hashmashes because you weren't good as Shavuos? And that's the test. If something you can say is the Ein Moyel Masharol LeSaknoi. This principle that oh you could fix it, that therefore it's fit even now as the Erev is Ela B'Midah Duchaze Hashlo Shemadim. It's only if it's fit at least for somebody right now. Kugun Truma the Chazak Kanim, Truma that's fit for Kanim. So even though it's not fit for Yisrael, but since you could fix the Ben Shemadim even for the Yisrael, since it's also right now fit for Kain, so then it's gonna be good. But Tevel which is forbidden even for Kahanim, it's not fit for anybody, even though you can fix it, you cannot make an Erev with them. You should know this, because Amalei Gemara previously said, you can't make an Erev with Hektish, according to everyone. Why? Although you could be shail in it, and then it can be permitted, because right now, no one could use it, and therefore then you don't say this principle, and that would be the same thing regarding that of Tevel. Ketunek says, the begins with the Gemara, the righteous individuals are not suspect to go ahead and be term shleim and mukif, which is come to qualify this isser of taking up truma from something not right near the tevel produce itself. Tais says, "Avagav debishum kovav Shabbos shari." Although the truth is, for the honor of Shabbos, one's permitted to take up truma shleim and mukif, kedam bisharab, like the Gemara says, "Yivam b'sam tzadikim u'malos." And that's Tais says, "Hainish shetarach leechol eisin b'Shabbos." It's only because you need to eat those fruits on Shabbos. That's all you have to eat. So because of Shabbos, we let you to be term shleim and mukif. But here we were saying that no, that wouldn't be a good principle because you can't do shlem and mukav. It's married in tzarklach. You don't have to eat them on Shabbos. You're only doing it because you want to make an eruv there. That's not enough of a reason for us to permit the isra to be term shlem and mukav. Additionally, Tais says ba'avagav de'im l'bar mitzvah. What do you mean? Didn't we say that an eruv is only for a mitzvah purpose? So that itself should say that that's something that's necessary. No, the one exception that we let you do this violation of being terms of mukav is only for the covenant of Shabbos, because you have nothing to eat. And even though this of a mitzvah is going to base avol or base mishta, that's not enough a reason. Even though it's a dry mitzvah, that wouldn't allow us to be terms shlem and mukav. The next says the master begins with the gemara is samchas sublik rabban. Rather, samchas hosei rabban. Tais explains that how could you make an eruv for a nazir with wine? Because the Gemara said that Simchas holds you cannot make an eruv for Yisrael with Shumah because it's not fit for Yisrael and it has to be fit for the person itself. And even though you can be shown the Shumah, it goes back to being Tevel. And you can't do it for somewhere else because Simchas of Dabanan, that since rabbinically forbidden, you can't do that Ben Hashmashas and therefore you wouldn't be able to be Mafra Shumah Ben Hashmashas. Now, Taisa says, when Tevel begins to say, Mahaita Menami, then for that same reason, Nazir Layarbiyayin, the wise agree to the other halacha. A nazir should not be able to make an Eber with wine, keeping the Shavuos of Lishol on Dermer Shabbos is also Shavuos, not just to be Mafresh Shuma, but to be Shail on your Neder on Shabbos, which what a Nazirus is, because I mean, Perek Mishaych, so we must have Shabbos have come inside Menalf. So that's also rabbinically forbidden. So that's the same thing you could say is, but for that halacha of being Shail on your Neder, the Letzar of Shabbos is Shal. For the purposes of Shabbos, you're allowed to be Shail on the Neder, because I mean, Hazma, Yigmar says over there that for Tzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to, the husband's lobby, Mefer, and all that. That he could drink the wine on Shabbos, and they'd be like Bishoil on the Zeres on Shabbos. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara of Tirguma Achil Bazakin, explaining that it's regarding the case of the sick person and the elderly person. But I'm just going to explain. Could you even say the Mishnah like Rabban who disagree with Simchas? Because when the Mishnah in the second came, it says certain things depend on the person himself. One of the items was the 2 meals worth of the air. So the Gemara thought, okay, this Mishnah now gives him a laza. He says that you make an eruv for a sick person, elderly person, according to their food, and for a glutton, you do it according to that of a generic of a regular person's meal. So you see, it's not going based on the person. The Gemara says no. This it goes lafi mashu adam. What's going on? The chayil b'zak, which Shmuel agrees to. But then Tais says, "Tais says to take a second look." It says, "Wait a sec. Why did the Gemara previously have to say the Mishnah like Somchas, who says that you cannot make an eruv for a truma because it depends on the person? So best to be chazilei." What do you mean? Look, when I'm a Rabbanan to Samchas, you could say something like Rabbanan, we disagree with Samchas, and they say that actually you can make an Erev for Yisrael with Shumah, and Vakol of Himashu Adam. Based on what we're saying, we just said, what does it mean? Everything goes according to the person, Sabachil Bazakan, that's going on the sick person, elderly person, with Rabbanan, Marv, and Chal Bazakan, and Mazainan. Rabbanan agree that you make an Erev for a sick person, elderly person, according to their food, because the Mekilit Frem is Samchas, if anything, they're actually more lenient than Samchas. The army, they say, Afil Bemidi Loy Chazli Marvin. Something that's not fit for him, you make an eruv. Mishum the chazakin, at least for someone else. Chazakin marvin min the chazakin. Mishum can make an eruv for something that it's fit for the elderly person or the sick person himself. Avgav the chazakin, it's not fit for others. So why do you have to say that it's like the mission is like Simchas and not like Rabban? And that's what it says, Vishim, what you can say is the Rabbanan, Ema Abel Achil Zakim Gdemes. It's not true. According to Rabbanan, you would not make an Erev for a sick person, an elderly person, according to the amount that they eat, which is much less than anyone else. El Basu the Bainus, rather you do with a medium sized meal of a regular person. Why? They're keeping the Leboy Midil Chazle, since, as we said, that they don't require it to be fit for that person itself. Simkain of Destikis, Lachil Bazakin, so for the elderly person, the sick person, which doesn't have to be fit for them. So we don't make something necessarily fit for them, rather for who? Than what's fit for a regular person, for a healthy person. And for something that's not fit for them, so what is something that's not fit for them? It's a medium-sized meal of a healthy person. And then even something that's fit for them, you need it to be a measurement of a medium-sized meal, because the ain't sorashayla rabbanan beishur and lochayla zaken. It's not logical to say, according to rabbanan, that you have two different measurements, for an elderly person and for a sick person. In other words, that when you make an air with a food that's fit for him, oh, then it's the shear that's fit for him. When you make a meal with something that's fit for the healthy person's food, oh, then it has to be the shear of a fit for a healthy person. It's not logical to say two different classifications. Rather, in all situations, it has to be a suit of bainness. And whereas the Mishnah says that you make it b'chtei mezainan, obviously the Mishnah was like some chesna like drabban. Additionally, Inami says another approach. It says, Hakol lefi mashehu adam, the wording that says everything going according to that person, no, that sounds not like the Rabban. It sounds like he's coming to exclude Yisrael from being able to make the Eir with Truma. Because since the Truma is not fit for this person, they cannot make an Eir with it. And then the Gemara says, they must be like Sumchas. Ah, so Bahad the Nakar Tirguma Achil Bezakan said this, that the Gemara had said that, oh, that's only going on the case of the sick person, elderly person. So it says, Nahuad didn't have a Muslim Makar Yisrael with Truma. Truth is that the same thing would be to say that it's applied to Yisrael regarding that of Truma. That you cannot make it because it's not fit for it. The only reason we picked the elderly person and the sick person is because that's the case of Rishon Laza was talking about. The Gemara wanted to say, the Mishnah is like him, where, yeah, we're saying that's Bechdei Mezainan. But the truth is that the same thing would apply with Yisrael, there would have to be specifically that of Chulin and not of Truma. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara Masab, and the Master holds oil, Zarek Shmei oil. A movable oil is considered as an oil, which Tosfos comes to explain this opinion that oil Zarek is Lav Shmei oil. And Shmei oil. Because we learn in the Brisa that if someone goes into out of Eretz Yisrael with a box, Rebbe holds Gemitah, maybe Rebbe holds Gemitah. So Gemara says, what are they disagreeing about? Rebbe holds oil Zarek is Lav Shmei oil. So it's not oil, so not a Chatzitza, so you can become Tami. Rebbe Huda holds that oil Zarek is Shmei oil, so it's an oil, it's going to be Chatzitza, so you're not going to become Tami. Explain to us an important qualification. It says, Davka Geshemun Achav oil. But even according to the ones who hold that it's Shmei oil, it's only when it's stationary. Abshazrika, but if it's moving, he would hold that your person will become Tami. When it's moving, it's not considered as oil. And Tosfos proves me to have a oif pardeh matalis hamanas nefes. Regarding a bird that's flying or a cloak that's floating in the air, the non ba'alis mission teaches all the imavin mein chaitzin that it does not bring to mind, it's not chaitzitz. Why is not chaitzitz? Although it's a oil, but when it's moving, it's not considered oil. Mochinami, as we tend to laman alf aman alf, ketonim bebraiser, the maize benazir perikar and godl, so do we learn the braiser in mesentis nazir daf nun heim and alf. This Rudami says, tebeshais a malay kalem, if you have a box that's full with vessels, with cups and bowls, zark of oil mess, when you throw it in the oil mess, tomatoes can become tummy, even though it's quote unquote in the oil of the box. But then maize manachas, if it was stationary, it's going to be tar. So you see literally that principle, that Tosfos is qualifying. Then Tosfos has been beginning to say, based on this, according to one holds that a movable oil is not considered oil. So now asking on the Manda Amal holds it's not oil, Tosfos asks, so that's even when he's stationary, because even Manda Amal holds Shmei oil is only when stationary. So what was effective, the doors that were beneath the children, which they had to do things in a certain state of purity. So they took children and they became Tomei that were brought up in the Arabais and so on and so forth. And one of the things that they did was, when they went to draw the water, they would have doors beneath the children, because a kevatayim, which is that is something, a deep grave buried deep beneath the surface, that anyone that's on top would become tummy. So that now the doors are blocking, but ha'oil zarek, but this is a movable oil. So if it's an oil zarek, so then it's something that is movable, so then therefore it's not going to be chaitzitz. So Rav Amar Rebbe Tam says she is v'shalohi mevin d'las. He's right. That man would hold that they didn't make doors. Elah shvarim shekris merchav, relying on the oxen themselves have wide bellies. Rav Amar Yehuda Hasmak Yehuda says over there that the ox itself v'shvarim rechman the karina oil. The ox itself is called oil. Like it says the pasuk in Iyim, about tzavis v'gidim tesechichini, with their bones and with his tendons he covered me as from schach like oil, and that's what it was. You're right, but it wasn't the door. But Rav Amar Farshi actually explains no. The losses are gabe shvarim. doors on top of oxen, lukulama ahava oil. Actually, everyone would agree that that is considered oil. And that Gemara and Sukkah would be according to everyone. Why? Because number all is the Mishnah says all that says other mekalim, a person and vessels, nasim oil latame, they become as oil to make tama, abalotar, but not to make tahara. Pierce, what does this mean? Mevi and tama, that they bring tama, that if let's say a dead person was on the oil, so whatever's beneath the oil is going to be tame. They mafsikin paid tama shatafim lekem shalem, and then they don't interpose between the tama that's beneath them and the vessels that are on top of them. In other words, let's say there was a mess beneath the oil, and there were kelim on top of the oil. So the oil is not going to chayitz between the tumah that's beneath the tumah beneath to the kelim that's on the top. And the kelim that's on top of the oil will become tumah from the oil mess. But loy mari ba'odim v'kelim sh'oisim asman olam. And we're not talking about that where the person or the vessel themselves are olam, where they're leaning over the mess. It can be far shalom, like rather it's like explained over the ear. We're talking about where there's a pile of bricks or a door that's ala adam on the person or alakalim on vessels. I feel like even if vessels made out of dungware or stoneware or earthenware, where they're not even makabel tuma, but since the oil is on top of the person or the kalim, so it's considered like an oil, only regarding that if there's a mess beneath it, whatever is beneath is going to become tuma from the oil mess, but it's not considered as oil to be chaitzed in front of the tuma. Now, on this, the Rashba is Madaik. He says, Mashba, it sounds like the Sabbath oil is Zargalish Me'od. So, from this, we see at least that since it's movable, this oil is not going to be considered as oil. Because he says, the Ishmael oil, because if you think that he holds oil Zargalish Me'od, then Kishnasna, not Bechagabe Kim, when you put the rows of bricks on top of the vessels, Amaila, Yechash of oil, Lahavsi, then why is it not considered oil, and even to interpose? If there's Tumah beneath that the Kim on top should not become Tumah, but Vakli Atzmenas oil, Lahavsi, Kishin, Mekabot Tumah, even a vessel itself becomes oil to separate when it's not makabel tuma. Going to the table, migdal mandam shmei oil. Like we find in our Gemara that, according to one that holds that it's considered oil, that even though it's a kli, it's going to be chaitzis. So then why if you put the bricks on top of the vessels, takmi chaitzis mandam tuma? Obviously, because it's time to hold. Since it's zarek, since it's movable, it's not considered oil. And Riktani Sefer, and the Sefer tells us that if it was not like a vandam shmei mikalim, that if it was put on top of rocks, then not vessels, oil double sheish biruchayim, or if it was put on top of a living creature, doing the shram peker yashon, similar to the case of the oxen that we brought in the Gemara and Sugat of Chabal Manalov, then it's an oil, whether to bring tumma or to be chayitz in front of the tumma. And therefore, if tumma tacht, if tumma is beneath it, kelim shalav tar and bechulu, the kelim on top are going to be tar. Why? Because the rows of bricks are going to be chayitz in front of the tumma to the kelim. And if there's tumma on top, then what's beneath is going to be tar. So, Rashba sounds like in Yizeh, that in this situation with the bricks are put on top of a living creature, have a oil kuli alma. That's going to be oil according to everyone, which is the case of the shvarm over there. And therefore, everyone's going to agree that oil zark is not going to be considered oil. And therefore, the doors on top of the oxen are going to be chedz in front of the tumma of the time. Even mandama oil zark is leishm oil. So Tosis said regarding the machlekes of oil zark is oil or not, that's only when it's stationary. But when it's moving, then everyone's going to agree that that's going to be leishm oil. And then moreover, Tais says regarding the mandama that holds El Zark Loishma oil. So then, what was the effectiveness? The Gemara says in Sukkah that the children that never became tummy were on top of these doors, which are on top of the oxen, but it's still El Zark. How did that? That's not oil to protect. So that Tais brought two interpretations according to Rav and Tam. That you're right. According to that mandama, they didn't bring doors. It was the oxen themselves. That the Torah already calls that it's oil, even though it's movable. But Rashi says no. Even mandama El Zark Loishma oil. But when it's on top of a living creature, that's literally the case of Nidvach al-Gabi Davashish Ruchayim, which is a door on top of the oxen, and then according to everyone, that will be considered as oil, and therefore that was chesed for the children not to become Tameh from the Thomas Kever HaTayim.